Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing 4 Americans, wounding 16 American servicemen and 1 Polish soldier. Afghan media reports say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province that killed at least 52, wounded around 100 others. And hundreds of people were there when that explosion occurred at the shrine. The victims included women and children. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by the Islamic State. This man was at the concert, he said. We need now to show respect for life. It was a certain victory today. We're not going to be pushed around anymore, he said. We are here celebrating life. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on 8 sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. This is VOA News. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed the Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when vote counting began. Meantime, Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of the transition team.
It'll be a fabulous cabinet filled with people who are qualified to do those jobs and who understand very clearly what his goals are. He's laid them out very specifically as a 100-day plan that he's put out there for everyone to see, and he will surround himself with men and women who agree with that or are capable of doing that. And look, I think divided government ends up being an excuse after a while, and the excuses are over. We have a Republican president, Republican House, Republican Senate, a majority Republican governorships, and 69 of the 99 legislative chambers are also Republican in our state. So there's a mandate from the public to actually get things done, and he will do that.
The appointments made by incoming presidents help indicate the policy directions they plan on pursuing. Trump admitted as much in a statement that said his team is looking for the most highly qualified group of successful leaders who will be able to implement his agenda. Trump put his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence, in charge of the transition team. After a trip to Antarctica, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said today he believes the majority of Americans realize that climate change is in fact happening and want the issue to be addressed. He said he will continue efforts to implement the landmark Paris Trade Agreement on climate change until President Obama leaves office on January 20th. President-elect Donald Trump has said he believes climate change is a hoax. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters in a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial deal on September 26. A lot of international fanfare and negotiations of 4 years at the end of a 50 years of war, but voters rejected it on October 2 by just 55,000 votes, dealing a stunning setback to Santos, who had won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end Colombia's conflict. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.